Radio Biafra House Service coming to you through the auspices of Radio Biafra London. My name remains Maz Jonathan Chinedu from Olo Province of Biafra Land. Today is the 15th day of January in the year of our Lord. The platform to the director, the head of the Directorate of States of the Indigenous People of Biafra, Maazi Chika Edoziem. Maazi, please, over to you, sir. Go on.
Thank you, Maazi Jonathan. Am I coming out clear?
You are crystal clear. Go on.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, great and wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Maazi Chika Edoziem. I come from Ihe Oma. Ihe Oma is in Olo Province of Biafra Land. And it is by the grace of Chukwuoke Kabiama, the creator of heaven and earth, that I serve the indigenous people of Biafra and the Directorate of State as the head of directorate. Great Biafrans, tonight being the 15th day of January 2022, this very broadcast will not be a very long one. Very importantly, our court case comes up in the Abuja High Court on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January 2022. Our leader, Onyedumazi Nnamdi Kanu, will be in court on the 18th, as the court has scheduled 19th and 20th. Also, on the 19th of January, our leaders show our support and solidarity with our leader, and shall be locked down on the 18th of January. We do not wish and we do not want to see even animals on the streets of Biafra Land on the 18th of January 2022. Complete and total lockdown on this very day. And also on that day, those of us Biafrans who are in Abuja and its environs must mobilize in their numbers to the Abuja High Court, as we have always been doing. We must strong the court on the 18th and subsequently the days that the court will sit for this very case. As we have also always been doing, we must ensure that we are aware and very, very alert And I wish to state unequivocally, great Biafrans, I wish to state it clearly. home in Biafra land on the 19th and 20th of January 2022. There will be no sit at home. For those, the only day that has a matter for total lockdown of Biafra land is the 18th of January of 2022. May think or may believe they did not hear now very, very announcement, which as those of us who are living or resident in developed world are aware of. Farmers in developed countries are not just subsidized by their respective governments. They are protected by specific legislations. And they are among the wealthy in these places. It is bearing this in mind that we want Biafran entrepreneurs and businessmen and Biafran youths, of course, to direct their attention to and invest in farming in our land. We have to this part because, as I already said, our food security is not just a national security issue for us, it is an existential issue for the Biafran people. It cannot be possible. It does not even make any sense. It does not make any sense at all that we, the Biafrans, must allow those who committed pogrom, who committed genocide, who are still committing genocide against our people, to be in charge of what we consume as a people. Because at the time when they will have reached the point to which they are tenaciously walking towards, they will simply turn off the tap and let all of us starve to death. But we know all these things, and we cannot allow that to happen. And like I said, we are blessed with one of the most fertile land you can imagine on the face of this planet. You can also attest to the fact that Biafrans, whether youths, male youths or female, Biafrans, our grandparents, our parents, we are not a lazy race. We are not a lazy race. Those who are aware of things fall apart should understand what I'm talking about. So, if we are blessed with a fertile land, and we are also blessed with the physical strength to till our land and cultivate it, I don't see any reason why we must be waiting for those who do not wish us well to be in charge of what we consume as a people. Any day they will decide to poison those foods, which they are already doing with the cows that they send to us. Cows that they have illicit, immoral sex with. And then they will even post it on social media for us to see and ship these cursed animals down to us to consume. And you don't know what you're consuming. You're consuming your own damnation. This must stop. We will make Biafra land a land that truly is flowing with what the land can produce. We were aware the Abakaliki rice, it used to be there. We used to cultivate rice. We used to cultivate farm produce that we will consume and even export cassava and the rest of it. Therefore, I am this evening encouraging those of us who may have left school and they do not have, because there is no work for them actually in the first place. I am encouraging you tonight, even from tomorrow, you must begin to cultivate every space of land that you have available around you. This way, you will sustain yourself until the time the Biafran government will be able to ensure that Biafran farmers will enjoy privileges that are obtained and accorded to farmers in developed countries. Please, this farming revolution has to begin tonight and not tomorrow. The year 2022 is a pivotal year for the indigenous people of Biafra. It is a very, very pivotal year for us, especially these IPOB Worldwide Family led, put together and led by Oyedema Nnamdi Kanu. This year is pivotal. Why is it pivotal? It is pivotal because the leadership of this great movement will have no more room for those with different agenda, those who have other intentions but are hiding amongst our family members worldwide claiming to be part of this great movement. I remember that I also said during my New Year broadcast that we have a very short window of opportunity for those who may have been misled, for them to reappraise themselves and reappraise their mind and think deeply and seriously if they are in this struggle for what it is, or if they have other reasons why they have joined this family. And that window of opportunity is closing. I am saying this because discipline is our watchword going forward. Discipline amongst principal servants, discipline among every family member of this great movement is our watchword and fundamental, very, very fundamental to our operations in this year. Any person, therefore, be you a principal servant, be you amongst the power base of this movement, that is, you are not holding any position, and you believe that you are incapable of being consistently disciplined in all your actions and courage, then I want to tell you tonight that you have no place in IPOB. You do not belong here because we are not going to carry any baggage along us, as we will sanitize this very, very movement from tonight going forward. To this effect, therefore, that grace that I gave on January 1st has elapsed tonight. We know that cancer is a deadly disease. If a cancer is not cut out when it is identified, it will simply spread to affect the good cells in the body. And IPOB will not stand and watch cancers that have been implanted in our midst to destroy this great movement that our leader Uhendumazi Nnamdi-Kanu has put in place. The following impressions are therefore relieved of any position that they may occupy in IPOB, if they have any position, and they are expelled from this movement. Expelled, let me repeat myself. These individuals that I'm going to call their name tonight will no longer, if anybody is dealing with them, you are dealing on your own. You are on your own. And these persons are as follows. Maazi Charles Emeka Iwuchukwu. This is the person that calls himself Rabbi Charles. From tonight, you are no longer a part of this great family. So that any crime you may commit, anything that you may do, IPOB will not be held responsible. Mrs. Patricia Onwumere. This person was IPOB Milan coordinator. Stanley Nwaka, deputy IPOB Milan coordinator. Ngozi Mbaeze, Brescia coordinator. Maazi Paul Achebe from Piemonte zone. And Chiamaka Rachel from Torino zone. Also, Celestine Chineke, who was the deputy coordinator of San Dona zone, is as well. All these people and individuals are relieved of any position that they may be holding in IPOB family and expelled from this movement. The rest are as follows. Mrs. Rose Blanchard Ejiro, Pastor Sander Eric, and Owa Sophia Obaze. These individuals from henceforth, from tonight, they are no longer part of IPOB family. And anyone that is dealing with them is dealing with people who do not belong to this movement. The leadership of this great movement, we are not resting on our oars, because I have to continue to reiterate that we have only two objectives which this leadership is pursuing morning, day and night, aka Ori and Unko. We are not resting, be it those in the legal department, of course our team of lawyers, led by Barrister Ejiofo and Barrister Ejimakor, be it those who are working on the diplomatic front, those who are our prayer warriors, those in the media, all of you are doing exceptional great work in order to ensure that the immediate objective of this leadership and of this movement is the release of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Uhendumazi Nnamdi-Kanu, the unconditional release of our leader. Because Nwachineke has committed no crime. In fact, a great injustice has been done against him. A crime has been committed against him. And not only that, he must be released. Those who extraordinarily renditioned him, they must wait to have their day also when they are called upon at the appropriate international courts of justice. Now, The release of our leader is our immediate objective. Now, the second objective and the ultimate objective of this very movement which he put in place is the restoration of the sovereign and independent Biafran nation. It is Biafra or Biafra or Biafra. Nothing in between. And here, because we are a peaceful movement, we are making a demand for the conduct of a referendum for the Biafran people. We are demanding that all machineries in agreement with the Biafran people, of course, must be put in place by the international community and allow the Biafran people to exercise their right to self-determination. The right to self-determination is enshrined in the United Nations Charter governing the issues that deal with indigenous peoples. The right to self-determination is also enshrined in African Union Charter. And this right, as we are all aware, they have been domesticated by the Nigerian authority, by the Nigerian government. Therefore, Nigerian government is bound by these very, very rules, international rules that deal on the rights of indigenous people to self-determination. They domesticated it, and when they domesticated it into their law, it becomes part of their law. They must therefore put the necessary legislation in place, if that is what it will require. They must therefore put the necessary act in place to afford the Biafran people the opportunity to make a decision as a race whether they want to remain where they are in the servitude that they are going through at the moment, in the killings and horror that we are passing through, or that they want to live as a normal, free people, as people in civil wars are doing. Excuse me. This is the minimum of our request and our demand. And I'm saying this because as a peaceful movement, we are making this demand to the international community tonight. And we expect that justice must and should be done to the Biafran people. It is overdue. Excuse me. Great Biafrans, we must continue to put our leader, Onyedema Zenan Kanu, in our prayers. Those of you who are prayer warriors, do not cease in your prayers. Those of you who are traditionalists, do not stop in consulting and calling out the spirits of our heroes, the spirits that own Biafra land, to accompany us on this journey to freedom. And I can assure you that heaven is already on our side and Chukwu Abiama is on the throne. Continue to remain faithful. Continue to remain consistent, disciplined. Continue to be devoted to those principles to those things that you have learned from Onyendu, our leader. Put them in practice and remain loyal, of course, to the structure he has put in place. If you cannot remain loyal to this structure, you are free, as a free being, to excuse yourself. But you cannot be in our midst, and in any manner, believe that you can cause, you can be a cancer in our midst to cause any damage on this very movement and on this very project. It cannot happen, and it will not happen. Therefore, as I always say, Biafra is not just our identity, it is not just our heritage. Biafra is our religion, and it is only to him to whom all honor belongs and all glory belongs, the creator of heaven and earth, is the Chukwuka Kabiama Premier. It is only him that we bow down to. It is only him that we worship. It is only him that we ascribe all honor and all glory. And I commend all of you into his hand, those of you who are working assiduously, honestly, dutifully, and truthfully to see that our leader is back with us soonest, and to make sure that Biafra comes. Chukwuka Kabiama be with all of you now and always. Thank you for listening, and good night for me.